Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. I had another test today at 10 o'clock. Just another check, but I couldn't eat or drink anything but water for 12 hours. I kept thinking about that first cup of coffee I'd missed, and I did get it about 11:30 at home. It goes without saying, it was delish. I hope you enjoy yours as we have this time together. Now, there are unexpected gifts in our lives. Unexpected gifts. Some folks choose to call such situations luck or coincidence, but I like to think of them as a special gift from our Heavenly Father. It could be something you had in the back of your mind for years, a dream, a wish for something you probably felt was unlikely to occur. Maybe you felt it was too trivial, unnecessary, and didn't want to bother God with it. I have a list of such things in my life. Some were big, some were small. Like the day the black lab was dodging traffic on a bridge over 285 and George stopped the car, I opened the door and the beauty jumped in. No collar, no ID, and after a sincere effort to find the owner without success, he became our Charlie. I had daydreamed about having a black lab for years, but I knew that was not the place our money needed to go. And then there was Charlie, a gift. So this morning, I wanted to share my recent gift from a couple of days ago, a little gift, but no less sure to reinforce my belief that the Lord wants to give us all good things, more than all we ask or imagine. Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. These words come from a prayer from Paul to the Ephesians community of early Christians. Within these verses are phrases that describe how great the Lord's love for us is. Ephesians 7:21, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory. I love pretty yards, flowers blooming, shrubs adding texture to the landscape. The fact is, I know nothing about landscaping and design, so my yard is sort of a menagerie of things. Several of the plants in the front yard are left from the plantings of previous owners. Some I like very much, some not so much. But there is one empty spot I've been trying to grow something in for years with little success, and that is the small area around the stone mailbox. That bare spot brings us to my gift. A couple of weeks ago, I walked out to the mailbox to pick up the day's mail, and much to my surprise, there was a healthy plant right next to the stone. At first, I thought it was a loose portion of someone else's plant that had been dropped on a walk, but then I bent over to pick it up and found it was firmly rooted. I looked around and was reminded my neighbor across the street, with a very green thumb, has two different areas filled with this deep purple plant with pink flowers. Ah, that's it, I thought. She's tired of looking at the barren pine straw-covered space around the mailbox and has planted this here as a kind gesture. So later that day, I saw her outside and went over to thank her for the little gift. But much to my surprise, she denied having had anything to do with it. She figured somehow a sprig made its way over the street into that little spot and rooted. She gave me a lesson on the planting, care, and feeding of Tradescantia zebrina, or as you know, and I know, it is wandering Jew. She offered to give me some cuttings to fill out the bed in the spring, but before I could get around to gathering some myself, she brought over a container with 6 or 7 and told me to plant them in a pot and put them in the garage, and they would be ready for planting in the spring. The reason I share this with you is that little gifts come our way sometimes. Let's not ignore them or write them off to coincidence. Why not accept it as an unasked-for gift? Think for a minute of little things and big things that unexpectedly have come into your life. Perhaps an opportunity you hoped for but never expected, or a special person showing up in your life just when you needed them. Or a sprig of wandering Jew somehow wandering across a busy street to just the right spot and put down roots. And a neighbor kind enough to help you know how to plant more. You and I may have assumed we were just in the right place at the right time, or it was our lucky day. But then we need to consider what had to occur for us to be in the right place at the right time, or for luck to fall into our lap. A little gift, but a big reminder to me that God knows what is in our heart and on our wish list, even though we may never mention it to Him. It is so hard for us to fathom how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And He wants to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. Please join me in prayer. Lord, Your love for each and every one in Your creation is so much greater than anything we can understand. Help us to see and accept the unexpected little gifts of life. In Your precious name, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.